Everybody ready?
I am.
Okay.
Are you, Brian?
Yes.
Mics are live.
Okay, we will begin a work session today. It is Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. That's actually about 9:21 already. We were scheduled to start at 9:15. This is a work session on cases number 18-93 and 18-94. A request for One Oak on a certification document. And Brian, did you have any kind of opening comments?
No, I do not.
Okay, I'll turn it over to Commissioner Fedorchak. By the way, all three commissioners are here, although a quorum isn't necessary. But I'll turn it over to you, Commissioner Fedorchak, since it's your portfolio.
Okay, thank you. Can you guys hear me all right?
Perfectly.
Okay, great. Well, I haven't talked to Pat about this work session, but I have talked to him numerous times about this project and what's going on, and I've talked with Jack as well. And so I guess I'm going to turn it over to them to explain where we've landed, and then I do have a couple questions because I did bring my – I'm down at MISO. By the way, for those who wonder why I'm calling in, I'm at the MISO board meeting. And so I am just calling in for this work session. But I do have a couple questions that I did bring the filing from One Oak from March 14th on both of these cases, 18-93 and 18-94, the certifications. And I have a couple questions about what they're saying in the filings as it relates to what we're actually doing. So, Pat, why don't you go ahead and explain why we've landed where we have, or Jack, or whoever's the best to do that.
I can give some background on the filings and what the company is requesting. We have a pipeline that has a processing plant on each end of the pipeline. And these two filings are a request to make changes to the plant. The company has said they are improvements to the plants. And they were filing under what we call the footprint law, which means that they can construct like facilities on an area where they already have a site certificate that has been granted by the commission. The reason why this is a special situation for these two filings, because the commission, in its order designating the site for these plants, said that the company needed to notify the commission if they were making changes to the site, and that the commission, they would have to get commission approval for making changes to the site, and that would happen after a notice of opportunity for hearing. Since that time, the law changed, and now the law says that they can make improvements to a site simply by certifying to the commission that they're not going to, that they won't be impacting any exclusion or avoidance areas, and certifying that they will,
for like facility,
and they will comply with the commission, with the laws, citing laws and citing rules, and the commission order for this change to the facility.
Was the law retroactive?
Was not retroactive. There's nothing in the language about it being retroactive.
The certificates now don't say the same thing, correct? Going forward, the certification relating to order provisions do not require the notice and opportunity. The old ones still do, but if you were to do a new one today, it wouldn't say that, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and then there was a conversation when the law took effect about whether the commission on its own should go back and open up each case and revise those certifications, and commission concluded no, but companies are free to ask to do that. to change, to tweak that. I think you might remember to tweak that limit.
So, Pat, my question is on docket 1, is PU-18-93, the company filed this on March 3rd for the Lonesome Creek gas plant, and so it's a certification relating to NDCC 4922.1-013A. They say on number 5, construction for the improvement is for similar facilities as approved in the commission's order issuing certificate of site compatibility number 40, order finding of fact number 6. Now, I don't have that, so I can't see what we said, but it sounds to me like they think that in that order we already approved this type of thing or allowed for it.
I don't have that with me either.
You mean the order? The
order. You've seen it, I'm sure, right?
I don't recall. Okay, I have it now. Alana had it. Okay, so you're talking
number
about
5,
Lonesome Creek, and you're talking about the certification?
Yep, that they filed with us.
To order provisions.
Signed by David Wrench. And I'm looking at number 5 in that certification.
They're not saying that.
I can't hear Alana.
Yeah, I'm sorry I was off, but, you know, it's kind of canned language. It's to be consistent with the law.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to get at whether this is necessary or not.
Whether what is necessary?
Going through the steps of the steps that we're proposing here, issuing a notice for opportunity for hearing.
Well, I think that's the ultimate question here, is whether, and I think Pat was about to get to it maybe, but if they just have a refinery and they're improving their refinery, they do the certification. Now, under our old certification, we said do it and ask us for permission and do notice of opportunity. So that's one issue that applies to them. That's an ordering provision in existence today that no one has changed. Under the new law, they would just do their certification. Under our new certifications, they would just do their certification, and they would proceed to improve. But in addition to the language in the certifications that are part of the order, the law says for like facilities. So if they're building something that's only a part of a pipeline, then I don't care if our new certification applied or not. It would not be consistent with the law. And so whatever they're building, the 900 feet and 1,000 feet of pipe, one of the questions to be discussed is whether that's part of the pipeline only or an improvement to their refinery. And Jack and I just discussed this yesterday and before we came in, and I said when I read it, I'm not sure what the true answer is. But if they're swearing that it's part of the refinery, a refinery improvement, then I can live with that. They're swearing to it, and if they're wrong, it's their problem, it's not my problem.
Well, here's how I see it. This is a pipeline that exists. It's already in the ground. They want to convert it. We know there's an issue out there with getting this product out, you know, transporting it. So we want to be supportive of getting this stuff done efficiently. And they're proposing to build these facilities on land that they own that's already been through the siting process. So we know there's no exclusion or avoidance areas. So what I want us to do is to find the least onerous, fastest way to allow them to do this. Like, it just seems to be, we're making this so complicated, aren't we?
Here's a question. Alana, you had brought up earlier that at the time, the commission chose not to go back and adjust orders that were in place. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What would happen if this was simply adjusted?
There would be a notice and opportunity, and that's always been an option to the company. And in fact, if that's what the choice they had taken originally, they'd be three quarters of the way done now, because the notice period would have run, you know, a 3-week notice and an order. And that's always a possibility. I think maybe you guys, I wasn't involved in this in the beginning. I think you probably had conversations about that with them. Did you not, Jack? I
mean, we early did have conversations on with the company about this. But to go back and adjust and the actual case or the order as it is, we would actually, it would put them in the same situation as the notice requirement as in the order right now. So it doesn't help.
Because it's pipeline facilities instead of refinery facilities? If you would change the order and took that part out of the certification?
I'm talking about to the extent of to amend any sort of order, we'd actually have to have a notice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it'd be essentially be the same process as the order requires them to do, whether we did it that way or that way.
I mean, if they had done it earlier, we'd be a lot farther along now.
Sure. Right.
But the other question is, even if they had that changed, you still have to answer physically, are these facilities under the law or not? Like I said, when I read their certification, I went, okay, I don't know if they're telling the truth because I don't know enough about pipeline and refinery engineering, but they swore that it's part of the refinery.
Well, and to be clear, the Cherry Creek pipeline has not been sited, has it?
No, Commissioner, it's a gathering line that will become a transmission. If
it's a conversion.
Right.
Is it possible, because I too think, well, not, I won't say I too, I'm going to just tell you what I'm thinking on this, that similar to what we did on a different project some time ago, where we just delegated the staff the authority to write them a letter, and in that time I'm thinking of, it also involved a notice of opportunity for hearing. But I would think in this case, I would be comfortable with delegating to staff the authority to notify them that based on the changes to the law, that now it's different than what the law was when we wrote that certification document, combined with the fact that there is going to be a public hearing on the pipeline where someone with an objection could come, that we could just leave it to staff to determine that could be approved, the work on the facilities. I don't know that was very clearly articulated, but I hope my point has some clarity.
Yeah, in terms of, you know, the finding a solution, as Julie stated, that is, you know, helps move the process along. I don't have any great concerns, frankly, with them proceeding, unless it's in violation of the law. But assuming there is a way, or if there's a way around, not around that, but if there's a path where that's not the case, then they're ultimately assuming the risk, because we still haven't approved the pipeline as a transmission line. And frankly, I don't know what the separation is between an improvement and a pipeline from a technical standpoint, where it starts and stops. Is it outside the boundary of the facility? That's where the pipeline truly starts. Or is it at a particular valve location? I don't know. I don't have the answer for that.
I'm a little concerned here about doing something where we set a precedent that whenever the law changes, anything in any previous certification documents or orders is all moot, because we just decided that, well, the law changed, so we're not going to do this. But in this unique case, I haven't thoroughly analyzed the application, but I've given it some perusal, and based on my knowledge of the fact that we're going to have a hearing and the fact that in a newer, since the law change occurred, a newer certification document, this wouldn't be required in the first place, I'm fine with them going ahead on their facility upgrades that are necessary. Of course, if they do it and the pipeline project doesn't get approved, they'll have done it for nothing. At their own risk, but...
Yeah, I'll have your letter.
I admit to having kind of an incomplete knowledge of our waiver authority. What is the limits to our ability to waive some of these requirements? So the waiver of the timelines, the waiver for the notice, that sort of thing.
Well, and it's in citing the waiver, we have applications for waivers all the time, but it requires notice. Yeah. Yeah.
And is that spelled out in the law? It says may waive with notice type of thing?
Well, I think it says I think it says hearing. Jack's more familiar with it than me, but I think it says hearing.
Commissioner, if I do recall in the Citing Act, I do believe it says upon a notice and hearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Pat spelled out, he has the letter here, draft letter. Have you sent this already, Pat, or are you proposing to send this?
The only letter that I provided so far was the letter that we used in a previous case.
So is that what you're proposing that we do here, a letter similar to that?
I'm just providing the example of what we did before.
What are you proposing, Pat? What do you think we should do?
I think the commission, I think it would be good if the commission wanted to, they could instruct me to write a letter to the company giving them authorization to go ahead with construction and then follow up with a notice of opportunity for hearing on the construction to go for 20 days and we could have that notice ready for the next meeting.
And is Randy's possibility workable? Because I sort of like that idea since there's already a hearing scheduled. Or would we have to add these cases to that hearing so therefore that becomes another notice necessity?
The notice that I'm talking about would be a notice in the new case numbers, 18-93 and 18-94. And so we could actually probably consolidate the notice in these two cases with the other pipeline case, I suppose. I never thought about that before.
I suppose they want it to end quickly, though, so that they have certainty.
Right. Is that hearing sooner than 20 days? I forget the date of the new Cherry Creek hearing.
Well, I think the decision on a notice of opportunity, which would have a 20-day notice period, that decision would be probably sooner than a decision on the pipeline case.
Okay. Well, that seems like it must be the quickest, most efficient way. So I guess I would propose that we do what Pat just suggested. He writes a letter similar to the one that he provided as an example, and then runs a notice of opportunity for hearing.
Commissioner, I also did draft a letter up without the notice as well, essentially outlining, in case the commission so chose to go that route, providing that essentially with the certification, they will be subject ultimately to regulatory review in the hearing. And at that point in time, the commission will review the modifications as set out on the certifications as well as the rest of the pipeline. And they'll be subject to the ultimate commission order, and they may proceed at their own risk as well.
But I think that has an assumption that this is not a plant improvement that they're asking for permission to do. It's an assumption that it's part of the siting case then.
As is written right now, it doesn't really make a statement with regards to that. It just asserts that the company asserts that this is part of that modification. And essentially, they're still subject to review of all things that are within that application, as well as we have continuing jurisdiction over things they certified to as well. And so it would essentially tell them that we reviewed that. If you're going to construct it and modify it within that cited area with no voicing exclusion areas, I guess, impacted, then there's not as much of a concern, and we will subject to them that review upon the final hearing for the case as it was originally applied.
Well, the draft letter that Jack wrote doesn't, in the end, just says the modifications, we all recognize that the physical things you're going to do are going to be reviewed in the siting case, and so you can proceed at your own risk, which I think is a very important line. And then it says, like, if the company chooses to proceed with these, then it's all subject to any decision that comes out of the siting case anyway. So it's not really giving this letter doesn't really approve. It just kind of says, we talked about it, we recognize there's this interrelationship in the cases, and we recognize that the physical changes to the environment, if you want to call it that, will be reviewed in the siting case. The Bill Binnick turning of dirt part will be reviewed in the siting case. So that's another option that is less than the notice. I have the same concern you do, Commissioner, about precedent. And I think this is narrow enough and specific enough that it would not set any precedent. And it's really, in an oversimplified way, it's really saying that the pipeline siting proceeding will sort of substitute for this notice that's in this old certification. The one that Pat handed out didn't have another proceeding coming up about it. It was just a modification. So it substitutes kind of for the notice in that one. They're slightly different because that older one, there wasn't another case waiting in the wings that was going to talk about the same dirt turning. And in this case, there is. So that's enough to me of a distinction that it can't be used to apply to every old certification that somebody thinks they want changed.
When you say subject to review during the siting case, aren't we in effect identifying this construction as a part of the pipeline?
Well, that...
Or will it be worded in such a way that it may be...
I think it has to be worded in such a way, because really, you know, if you say it's part of the pipeline, then the two certifications don't apply.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or maybe something can be both. I mean, I don't honestly know.
Maybe subject to review during the siting case.
But it has to be carefully worded.
Fair enough.
I don't know that we're there yet on the letter, but we're getting there.
Well, I'm comfortable with authorizing staff. I think our direction is clear that we want to move this along in the most efficient, quick way possible, but not set a precedent that just because the law changes, every previous certification document is deemed moot. And so it's going to take some cautious wording that we don't have in front of us now anyway. But I don't know. To me, it seems clear that staff can work that out, and I'm comfortable with that.
I am too. I like that approach.
Brian?
Nothing else for me other than I think we really have to research what's the technical definition of where, at least for my own purposes, where a pipeline truly starts from a technical standpoint. I think that's one of the most important underlying questions that I have right now? Is it, you know, within the boundary? Is it outside of the boundary? Or is it both?
I think this particular case, though, is more of something for experts on the staff to craft the exact correct language that, you know, we just don't have here. So I think direction is clear. So if there's nothing else, I think we can wrap this up.
And then, Commissioner, I just want to clarify that it is the letter without the notice being provided.
I'm comfortable with that.
Sure. Yep, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Okay, we will conclude this work session. Thank you. A lot of good thought.
Thanks, everyone.